Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Oceanic White-Tipped Shark. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics straight from Wikipedia to enlighten and entertain. Today, we're exploring one of the ocean's most intriguing creatures, the oceanic white-tipped shark. The oceanic white-tipped shark, scientifically known as Cartrinus longimanus, is a large pelagic shark recognizable by its long, white-tipped, rounded fins. But don't let its serene appearance fool you. This shark has an assertive, inquisitive nature that's earned it a significant reputation among sailors and scientists alike. Imagine this. You're out in the open ocean, just miles and miles of water surrounding you. Suddenly, you spot a sleek, agile shape gliding effortlessly beneath the surface. The large pectoral fins adorned with distinct white tips make it unmistakably clear. This is the oceanic white-tipped shark. Now, what makes the oceanic white-tipped so fascinating isn't just its looks. It's the shark's behavior and history that tell a compelling story of survival, interaction with humans, and the challenging environmental threats it faces today. This shark is primarily found in the warm, tropical, and subtropical waters around the world. Unlike coastal sharks that stick close to shores, the oceanic white-tipped prefers the open sea, often seen far from land. This preference for the open water has led to numerous interactions with people, especially with sailors and aviators who've had misfortunes at sea during wartime. Speaking of which, let's delve into some of those historical encounters. During World War II, many survivors of shipwrecks and downed planes reported relentless encounters with oceanic white-tipped sharks. Perhaps the most infamous of these is the sinking of the USS Indianapolis in 1945. Left adrift in the Philippine Sea, the ship's crew faced days of torment from these sharks. It's estimated that many of the 900 initial survivors of the sinking were lost to shark attacks, with the oceanic white-tipped being a prime suspect. However, while its predatory nature at times frames it as a villain in our stories, it's important to remember that the oceanic white-tipped shark plays a critical role in the marine ecosystem. As an apex predator, it helps to maintain the balance of oceanic environments by keeping the populations of various prey species in check. Unfortunately, the oceanic white-tipped isn't just a peril to man. Humanity has become an even greater threat to it. Over the past few decades, its population has plummeted due to overfishing and the highly controversial practice of shark finning. The fins of oceanic white-tipped sharks are considered particularly valuable in the Asian market for making shark fin soup a delicacy. This demand has driven these sharks towards an alarming decline, earning them the critically endangered status on the IUCN Red List. To give you a real-life perspective, think about the power and grace of this predator, which can grow up to 4 meters, 13 feet. Yet, it's hunted for merely its fins, often thrown back into the ocean finless to die. This wasteful practice is not only cruel, but also unsustainable for marine biodiversity. But there is hope. Many conservationists and organizations are actively working towards protecting the oceanic white-tipped. For instance, international regulations have been tightening, with some areas banning shark finning altogether. Education plays a pivotal role here. The more we understand about these creatures, the better equipped we are to advocate for their protection. Now, let's pause and think about this. What role do you think humans should play in protecting endangered species like the oceanic white-tipped shark? Should we impose stricter regulations, or is there another approach you believe would be more effective? Arguably, one of the most interesting aspects of studying the oceanic white-tipped shark is observing its natural behavior. This shark is known for being particularly bold and inquisitive compared to other shark species. It's not unusual for these sharks to approach boats closely, circling them for hours. This behavior has fascinated marine biologists who are trying to decipher the complexities of their social structures and hunting strategies. Let's look at the other side. The technology we have today aids in these studies. satellite tagging and underwater drones offer us unprecedented insights into their migratory patterns and social behaviors. These advancements are crucial for developing effective conservation strategies. Imagine the stories these sharks could tell if they could speak. Tales of uncharted ocean depths, wartime survival, and the relentless chase away from human threats. Fascinating, isn't it? In wrapping up today's episode, I implore you to consider the broader implications of our relationship with oceanic creatures like the white-tipped shark. While they might seem distant and removed from our daily lives, the health of these creatures is deeply intertwined with the health of our oceans, and by extension, our planet. Here's a thought-provoking call to action. Next time you hear about initiatives or legislation aimed at marine conservation, take a moment to engage. Whether it's signing a petition, supporting a marine conservation organization, or simply educating yourself and others about the critical state of marine life, your actions can make a difference. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of the oceanic white-tipped shark. I hope this episode has not only informed you, but also inspired you to think about our connections to the natural world in a new light. Stay curious, stay informed, and join us next time for another fascinating episode on Wikipedia. Until then, explore, protect, and respect our wondrous oceans.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Oceanic White-Tipped Shark. Thanks for listening. See you next time.